This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial joining us this morning, Malia Cuevas as well as Kyle Kite. How are you guys doing today?
Great, Sean. How are you?
I'm doing real well. Great to hear from you, Malia. Kyle, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Sean.
Fantastic. We've got a great conversation ahead. We're going to be talking about both working and collecting Social Security simultaneously, some of the things you need to keep in mind if you do plan on doing that or if you are going to be doing that. You're going to want to listen closely to this program for sure. Don't forget, as always, our retirement planning from Klaus Financial are here to help you. If you have questions, you can give us a call, 321-1310, 321-1310. You can also call Klaus Financial's office here in Madison at 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. It's not going to cost you a thing. Telephone number 442-5637 and online at klausfinancial.com. Another cool thing we do each and every week with Money in Motion is we do the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll be doing one again this week. Got a fantastic prize. Chance for you to win a $25 gift card for Red Lobster, and who doesn't love Red Lobster? I'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in the program, but before we get rolling on today's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes, so thanks everyone for listening last week. We had a lot of responses. The question was, at what age do you become eligible for Medicare? Is it age 60, 65, or 72? And the correct answer was 65 is the age that you become eligible. And congratulations to our winner, who is Sandy from Verona last week, who called in and won our prize. So thanks, everyone, for listening.
Fantastic. And we'll do another one this week. Again, listen to the program. Typically, the answer to the Klaus Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on in this half hour. So, as mentioned, we're going to be talking about working and collecting Social Security at the same time. You've got to assume there are some pretty important things there to be aware of, aren't there?
Yeah, absolutely. So Social Security is obviously a really complex topic, and it's so individual based on everyone's situation. So that's why we always try and touch on this once a month or so, just to know what to look for and when and how and when you should take it. So one area that we'll be focusing on is if you're planning on continuing to work as you draw Social Security and how that affects your income and then how that would affect your Social Security benefit as well. So the first thing you'll want to look at is how much income you can comfortably pull from your other investments and retirement accounts. So obviously any pensions that you would have usually will give you a monthly benefit. And then obviously IRAs, after-tax accounts, we could try and figure out a safe withdrawal rate for that. So, and then if you'll have any part-time working income or if your spouse is going to continue to work, all those types of things figure into when you should start taking your Social Security benefit.
Okay.
Everybody wants to know when they should start taking their benefit. That's obviously like our number two question behind when and how can I retire. So step two is always the Social Security. So the first thing you'll want to figure out is when your full retirement age is. And the best way to do this is to go to the Social Security website. So it's ssa.gov. You'll create a username and password, and then they'll actually be able to show you your individual record. So people may remember getting these mailed out in the mail a couple years back, where they always sent you a little form that had your Social Security amount in the top right-hand corner. But for anybody born between 43 and 54, your full retirement age is 66. And those born between 55 and 59, their full retirement age is 66 and some months. And then if you're born after 1960, your full retirement age is 67. So the thing, why that full retirement age is so important is that represents when you're eligible to take your full benefit and still work and make as much income as you want without affecting that benefit.
Talking with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. And Kyle, as you're talking about, of course, full retirement age, people then say, well, let's say I'm 62, for example. There are some things to be aware of there if you decide to take Social Security early, correct?
Yep, exactly. So 62 is usually the youngest age that you can take it. But remember that your benefit will be reduced. And for example, if your full retirement age is 66 and you decide to start taking your benefit at 62, usually you get about 75% of that full retirement age benefit because, again, you're starting it earlier by 4 years, so they're going to reduce the amount you get. And it's actually prorated every month. So even if you wait to 62 in 6 months or 64 or 65, you'll get a different percentage. So at about 65, it comes out to 93.3%.
Very, very interesting stuff. Talking again with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas from Klaas Financial. Again, online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. So let's then talk about if you are going to take your Social Security benefit before full retirement age, what happens then in regards to that benefit?
Yes, so I just have to laugh because I'm thinking Kyle's telling people at what year they're born and how long they're going to have to wait. When Kyle looks his age up, he doesn't show anything. So Kyle's been working forever.
It's
great for everyone to use that as a resource. So exactly as Sean's asking, if you want to retire before that full retirement age, there is a limit to how much income you can earn without your benefit being affected. So what the Social Security Administration has allowed for is basically for you to be able to earn up to, and they just increased this in 2019, you can earn up to $17,640 and before your benefit would be affected. After that, a dollar will be deducted from your payment for every $2 that exceeds that limit. So what we're looking at here is, you know, when does it make sense? If you have a high-paying job, or I should say more than a part-time job, and you're actually earning more than the $17,640, that might be a reason for you to wait to collect Social Security, let your benefit continue to grow if you're trying to collect before your full retirement age. But if you're retiring this year, and this is the year that you actually will be reaching your full retirement age, you can have earnings up to $46,920. And those will not affect your benefit. So just understand, if you're full retirement age this year, you have that buffer up to the $46,000. If you're under your full retirement age and collecting Social Security, then you do have that limit of the $17,000. So the bottom line is this. If you are full retirement age, according to Social Security, there is no limit on your earnings. So your benefit's not going to be affected. And everybody gets excited when we tell them that.
Yes.
They're like, oh, I can make as much as I want. And that's really a great thing because you're collecting your Social Security benefit. You have no limits on your earnings. Whether or not you should collect, that's the next question we'll decide if you're going to want to just leave it there and let it continue to grow. We like to tell you some interesting facts, too, about the Social Security Administration and the Social Security benefits out there. In 2018, 175 million people worked and paid into Social Security taxes, and 62 million received monthly Social Security benefits. So of those 62 million people, 46 million were retirees and their families. So you can understand that's why we have to have Kyle work for us for a long, long time.
He's a great guy to have around. That, that's for sure. Talking with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite this morning. They are our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. You can learn all about Klaas Financial, all their services, their separate divisions as well, how they can help you as an individual, or if you are a business owner as well, there's some great opportunities there online, klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. Again, that number, 442-5637. We'll talk about three amazing letters and why it might behoove you, if you're able to do it, hold off until you're 70 to collect Social Security. We'll find out from our retirement planning professionals, Malia and Kyle, next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. That first appointment at Klaus Financial, it is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. Talking today about working and collecting Social Security and also preparing for Social Security. When should you take your Social Security benefit? Those type of things. And we talked a little bit earlier about if you take your Social Security benefit before your full retirement age, what happens? Let's talk that if you are in the position, maybe you're in very good health or maybe you've got some type of income, holding off. What is the benefit then of holding off to collect Social Security until you're age 70? What goes on then?
Yeah, Sean, so you kind of mentioned it. There's those three little letters, DRCs, or delayed retirement credits. So the Social Security Administration designed these DRCs to augment benefits for people who choose to wait past that full retirement age. So again, 66, 67, whatever that is for you. So why would you choose to do this? Well, when you delay your retirement past that age, the Social Security benefits are increased a certain percentage depending on your date of birth. So the benefit can increase up to 8% per year until you start taking benefits or until you reach 70. So again, it depends on your year of birth, but most people, it's right around 8% per year every year that you hold off on taking it. So, therefore, but it stops at 70. So there's really not a whole lot of reason why you wouldn't start taking Social Security once you turn 70. They are available only to worker benefits under Social Security, so the spousal benefits don't qualify. So remember, we've talked about that in the past of when a spouse can be entitled to half the worker's record and things like that. So there's really no reason for a spouse intending to receive only that spousal benefit to wait beyond their full retirement age because, again, they don't get those delayed retirement credits. However, if they could claim either their spousal benefits or their own working benefits on their own record, then there could be some reasons to hold off because, again, they'll get those delayed retirement credits for their own record. So the net impact still makes it smart to wait if you want your monthly check to be as big as it can be. Obviously, there's a lot of caveats into this and that none of us know when we're going to get that last Social Security check when we pass away or anything like that. So life expectancy, longevity, all that kind of stuff plays into it as well. And a neat fact is that 60% of retirees sign up for benefits before reaching that full retirement age. So not even age 70, before their full retirement age, 60% of people turn this on.
Very, very interesting stuff. Talking with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. A question I think a lot of people have is, okay, so I start collecting Social Security, or when I do, will it be set? Will it be locked in at that amount, or will I receive raises from Social Security?
Well, you know, we all like the word raises. Hint, hint. When people usually start their pensions, a lot of pensions do not have any cost of living increases. And even with Social Security, it felt the same way for the last few years, with the exception of this year, where we actually saw a nice hike of 2.8%. And honestly, that's because we didn't see any major inflation. So even when you begin your Social Security, you do see the cost of living increases, although most people would tell you that it gets eaten up by their Medicare Part B every year, kind of increases in one area and goes out the other direction. But we do notice that, you know, it increases incrementally. So that's why, you know, for those years that perhaps it's not going up because there's not much inflation, that's why we need investments outside of just your Social Security so that you can take income from those as well.
Great information, as always. Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite, our retirement planning professionals from Claas Financial. Don't forget the website, claasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. You can learn all about all the great things they do at Claas Financial, how they can help you as well. Don't forget also while you're on the page, if you scroll down a bit, down at the bottom, there's a little envelope and it says Stay Current. That's where you can sign up and subscribe to the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It is a fantastic weekly snapshot of what's going on in the market. It also contains a link to the most recent podcast as well. So if you miss part of the program, you can get caught up. Again, just get to claasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll come back. We'll talk about the biggest question a lot of people have is, how the heck do they figure out how much you receive or how much I will receive when it comes to Social Security? We'll find out how that benefit is determined. We'll also do our Claas Quiz Question of the Week. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Claas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Claas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Joined this morning by Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite, our retirement planning professionals from Claas Financial. Don't forget, we do this each and every Thursday morning right at 8 a.m. If you have questions, you can always call, get on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can, of course, always set up an appointment as well at Claas Financial. That initial sit-down, it's not going to cost you a thing at Claas Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Also hold on to the telephone number. Come up a little bit later in this segment. We'll do our Claas Quiz Question of the Week. Talking about Social Security this morning, a very, very important topic, very important conversation when it comes to planning for your retirement. And I think one of the big questions a lot of us have, which is, where the heck does that number come from? How do I know? Because I know one thing I do know is not everybody receives different amounts for Social Security. As we talked, there's a lot of different factors. But how do they kind of calculate what that number is? How do they figure out how that benefit is determined?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing to know is, like you said, Sean, not everybody is automatically given Social Security just as a U.S. citizen. So you do have to qualify. And in order to qualify, you have to have what they call 40 lifetime work credits or Social Security credits. And what those are is that you can only earn four of them per year, and you earn one credit for every $1,360 in earnings. So what that comes out to be is if you make about over $5,500 a year roughly, you're going to earn your four credits for that year. So four credits divided by, or the 40 lifetime credits divided by four per year. Most people that have worked for 10 years and made over that $5,500 will get some form of Social Security benefit. But they take a look at your lifetime earnings and then adjust them for inflation, and then they calculate out your average index monthly earnings. So that's a lot of numbers going on there, but it basically looks at your highest 35 years of employment to determine your benefit. So we have some people, you know, maybe they're working in a high stress, high paying job, and they start getting into maybe their early 60s. They're not really ready to completely retire yet, but they want to know, if they were to take a less stressful job for lower pay, how does that affect their Social Security? So again, they look at your highest 35 years. So even if you're not making, you know, what you were making in your prior career, but maybe you're still making $40,000 or $50,000, if that's more than what you were making 35 years ago, your Social Security benefit could still be going up. So that's a nice little thing to remember. And then remember, they do give a cost of living benefit starting in the year you become 62. So even if you're not taking your Social Security benefit, you still do get a little bit of a cost of living adjustment as you go.
Very good. Yeah, so that bar could be adjusted up, but once up, it doesn't come back down. I think, yeah, you point out, Kyle, a lot of people sometimes worry about that, saying, all right, I'm going to work less hours, or I'm going to maybe lessen some of my responsibility. I don't want to lessen my Social Security. And again, it's your highest 35 years of employment. Fantastic information. Real quick, before we get to the Claas Quiz Question of the Week, married folks, and let's say you're married to someone, your stay-at-home parent or some other type of situation, maybe you haven't worked those hours to receive a Social Security. Does that mean that you won't receive Social Security, or what are some of the nuances there?
Yeah, so real quick, you are entitled to all of your benefits or half of your spouse's benefit, whichever is greater. Mm. So that's important for you to understand. If you never got any of those credits Kyle was talking about, you would be entitled to all of your benefit or half of your spouse's, which may in fact be more than yours if you didn't have any credits. If you're divorced and your marriage lasted at least 10 years, you may be able to get benefits on your former spouse's record. So please check with Social Security before you start your retirement planning on that. And the big kicker here is, when we look at our clients, if we have one client passed away, it's important to understand that you will not collect both benefits any longer. You will collect the higher of the two benefits going on.
Very, very good stuff. Great information as always. Malia Cuevas, Kyle Kite, of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Kloss Financial online. Their telephone number right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial. It's not going to cost you a thing. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Red Lobster. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. If you wait to collect your Social Security past your full retirement age, what percentage will your benefit increase per year? Is it 3% or 8%? Telephone number 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card for Red Lobster. Again, the number 442-5637. That is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial and online at klossfinancial.com. Malia, Kyle, always goes fast. Great talking to both of you guys. Have a fantastic week.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, and we will be checking with Dr. Hemkiss next right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.